Poll: Americans support freeze on construction on China-owned property near military installations. By Hannah Blow on March 1, 2023. Most likely voters believe the U.S. should put a freeze on construction of China-owned property located near U.S. military installations in the wake of the spy balloon making its way across the country. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released this week found. The survey asked, in light of the Chinese spy balloon, do you think the United States should put a freeze on any construction on or deliveries to / from Chinese-owned property near U.S. military installations? Most, 76.3%, said yes, there should be a freeze on both, compared to 23.7% who said no. There appears to be bipartisan support of a freeze on construction of or deliveries to China-owned property near military installations, as 89% of Republicans, 64% of Democrats, and 75% of independents are in support of a freeze. The survey was taken February 22 to 23, 2023, among 1,084 likely general election voters and has a +2.9% margin of error. It comes nearly a month after the U.S. began to monitor what Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder described as a high-altitude surveillance balloon. The balloon, which flew over the continental United States, was equipped with electronic surveillance technology, which could monitor communication signals, according to a senior State Department official. That reality contrasts with China's original claim that the balloon was nothing more than a civilian airship which was knocked off course, researching weather. This was not true, as the State Department official said the balloon was dressed with multiple antennas to include an array likely capable of collecting and geolocating communications. The U.S. military eventually shot down the balloon, albeit after it already traveled across the country, exiting off the Carolina coast. Most voters believe the Biden administration acted too slow in taking down the balloon, per a recent Harvard Cap/Harris survey. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, is among Republican lawmakers calling for action against China, recently blasting Democrats for voting against measures to stop the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, from purchasing U.S. farmland in close proximity to U.S. military installations.